The Christmas season is busy, it's presents, it's gatherings, it's festive, it's fun, it's gifts, receiving, giving. But it's also spiritual. Advent is about making spiritual preparations. And this year at NLNC, we're building around the theme of unexpected. And last Sunday, the first Sunday of Advent, we read in Luke chapter 1, and we read about Zechariah and Elizabeth. And the unexpected in their life was it was too late. The Bible story tells us that Zechariah asked the angel, "How can I be sure of this? I am an old man and my wife is well along in years." In other words, Zechariah, he's telling the messenger of God, you know, that sounds like a good idea and I'd love to be part of all of that, but it's just too late. It's too late for me to be that involved in God's work and that engaged in God's plan. And you know, it's too late to celebrate that new thing. If that promise of a child would have came 25, 30 years ago, that would make a lot of sense. But you know, I'm an old man and my wife was well along in years. And the unexpected thing in Zechariah and Elizabeth's life was it was just too late. And last week we made the spiritual discovery that with God it's never too late. And what a wonderful discovery, spiritual discovery that is. That's the part of the Advent series and part of our spiritual preparation for Christmas is the discovery that with God it's not too late. Today we move on in the Luke chapter 1 scene, and we're still talking about unexpected, but the unexpected thing is not because it's too late. The unexpected thing is because it's impossible. Enjoy the Christmas story again this morning. Luke chapter 1 verse 26, in the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who is said to be barren is in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible with God." Let's talk about two key words in that last verse that we shared this morning, the 37th verse. The first word is the word nothing. The angel, the messenger of God, came to Mary and said, "Mary, nothing is impossible with God." But before we rush into that too deeply, that word nothing doesn't mean everything. I confused yet? Hang with me. This word nothing doesn't mean everything. Let's go to the word. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 18 says, "It is impossible for God to lie." God cannot lie. It's impossible. Psalm 89 verse 34 says, God says, I will not violate my covenant. In other words, it is impossible for God to break a promise. Psalm 51, verse 17, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. It is impossible for God to despise a repentant heart. And James 1:13, God cannot be tempted by evil. So this word nothing, when the angel came, when the messenger of God came to Mary and said, well, nothing is impossible with God. This word nothing doesn't include everything. So let's go back to Luke chapter 1 and see what this nothing is all about. The angel, the messenger of God, is not in a conversation about God's character or his nature. That's not what the angel's saying. That's not what the messenger of God is saying. He's not talking about the character or nature of God. The conversation that the messenger of God is in with Mary is about God's ability, about his power, about his ability to accomplish his word, to accomplish his promise, to accomplish his will through another person. And nothing, even the unexpected, can limit the will, the work, and the power of God. That's what this word nothing is all about. The conversation between God's messenger and Mary is not about God's character and nature. It's about God's ability and his power. And in that conversation, the messenger of God tells Mary, nothing is impossible with God. Now, the second word I want to lift up out of verse 37 is this word impossible. As I was studying for this encounter with God's word in the Christmas story and the spiritual Advent preparations that we are to make, I was thinking, you know, this word impossible gets thrown around really easy. Graham is a 5-year-old grandson. And one of the things that we like to do is we like to wrestle. And in our household, we call it rough and tumble. And so we're wrestling away. And this is the way the story always ends. This is how it goes. After we wrestle for a while, I get him in this pretzel hold. And I say, I'll say, Graham, you know, it's over. I'll say, Graham, you cannot get out of this. There's nobody in the history of rough and tumble that has ever got out of this one. This one is absolutely impossible. You know exactly what happens. In 15 seconds, he's free. It wasn't impossible at all. Sometimes we will say, and maybe there's someone in the room this morning that would say, I am so far in debt, it is impossible for me to get out of debt. That's not impossible. It's going to take some time. It's going to find ways to increase earning, and it's going to find a way to decrease spending. But you know, sometimes we call things impossible when they're not impossible. It just takes some changes. Or this time of year, that's a little early in December. But have you ever been out shopping and you thought, he is impossible to buy for, or she is impossible to buy for, but then you always come up with something. Or this is how it was in our home. A couple years ago, we moved to a different house, and we began to move our stuff in, and the refrigerator that we had, it didn't fit. There was you know, a built-in cabinet for a refrigerator, and it was just fine for the people that were living there. But the refrigerator that we took, it just didn't fit. And I looked at that thing, and some of you know how skilled I am in these things. I looked at that thing, and I thought, and I tried. But it didn't fit. And I thought, well, that's impossible. Well, then I called Dale Rivette, and I said, Dale, I've got something impossible over here. And so Dale came over and he looked at it and he said, well, that's easy. Now, I've learned that Dale can fix anything. And I also know that he tries to loosen up his schedule a week around Christmas. So if you have something that needs done around your house this Christmas, catch Dale after the service. I'm sure he's willing to do that. But I looked at that thing and I thought, impossible. Dale looks at that thing and says, easy. This impossible in Luke chapter 1 isn't like that. It's not like that wrestling match. It's not like debt. It's not like that. This word impossible means not able to occur, not able to be done. The situation that Mary found herself was impossible. Mary is a virgin girl, and her unexpected is that she will bear a child, give birth to a son. His name would be called Jesus, and she found herself in an absolutely impossible situation. This is spiritually important when we talk about the impossible situations that we find ourselves in from time to time. Because within the promises of God, we begin to see the ability and the power of God. We begin to see that Almighty God isn't limited by the things that we can think or imagine or manipulate or do ourselves. And we begin to see the power and the ability of God in the promises that He gives. Follow along. This is the Luke 1 story. You will be with child. And Mary was. You will give birth to a son. And Mary did. He will be great and be called the Son of the Most High. And Jesus was. The Lord will give him the throne of David. And God did. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And Jesus is. His kingdom will never end. And it hasn't. The Holy Spirit will come upon you. And He did. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. He did. Even Elizabeth is going to be with child. And she was. For nothing is impossible beyond God's power and ability, and it's not. When God sent the messenger to Mary and said, Mary, nothing is impossible. The messenger was saying, Mary, it's not what you can do. It's not what you are about to do. Almighty God has chosen you, and God will do this thing. It's not in your ability or your inability. It's in God's ability and God's power. And we begin to see, we can begin to make spiritual application into our life when we look into the promises of God. And when God said it, He did it. When God promised it, it happened in this Luke chapter 1 story. And then Mary speaks. And Mary says, I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said. In your spiritual life, in the spiritual preparations for Advent 2019, have you ever dared to pray that prayer? It takes faith. It won't come by an emotional experience, a song that might draw us into, and you know, those warm, fuzzy feelings, and those high moments of time. I mean, those are wonderful to experience. But have you ever come to the place and communicated back to God the Father, "I'm your servant. I'm yours. May it be to me. May your will be done in and through my life." That's what today's about. Today is about this lighting, a light of faith. Mary couldn't figure this out. She couldn't feel her way through it. She had to faith, I don't know if this is even a phrase, but she had to faith her way through it. The only way she was going to get through this experience and continue to take her next steps with God was she was going to have to faith her way through it. When she said, "I am the Lord's servant," what a declaration of faith that is. When Mary said, "May it be to me as you have said," that's easier read. That's easier to see it in somebody else. But what a declaration of faith. God, it may be impossible, but may it be to me as you have said. Let's get a couple things on faith. We're building the spiritual preparation this morning on the idea of faith. First of all, we can't expect everybody to understand. Not everybody is going to understand every faith step that we take. People that are not in a relationship with the Lord, they don't have a spiritual dynamic. They're used to making decisions just by what they see, just by what they feel. I love one of the things that Nick and Jenny said this morning when on the video in the area of finances. Sometimes they said at the end of the month, they just didn't know how it happened. It was... You know, but they said it always worked out. People that live by faith and make decisions in their life by faith, not everybody is going to always understand. Sometimes when we forgive by faith, have you noticed? You've already noticed this. But you can't wait till you feel like forgiven. You know what I mean? You could be waiting forever and ever and ever. In the Christian life, sometimes we just have to forgive by faith. Sometimes we just have to trust God by faith. Sometimes we read a promise in His Word, and to get connected with that, we just have to take that step of faith. Not blind, because the promises of God are always proven true. But we can expect in a life of faith that everybody is going to understand every faith decision that we make, because living by faith looks and acts different than living a life by sight and feel. The second thing I want to just mention about faith is this. When it comes to living by faith, let's not expect easy. It's not always easy trusting the Lord. The story of Mary, and it's just a beautiful story. But if we get the idea that was easy for Mary, I just think we bring the reality and the humanity out of her life and her decisions. It just had to be. I mean, can you just imagine? Try to imagine the emotion of going to Joseph, who she was engaged to be married, and preparations were being made, and commitments were already being made. And can you imagine Mary breaking that news to Joseph and seeing the hurt and the pain in his eyes? This thing about faith, You know, there's even on a faith walk, even someone who is further along in the faith journey, there's always the temptation of stepping out of that and back into a comfort zone and what you see and what you feel. And there's always the danger of, reading those headlines and falling for those headlines and those things. No, don't ever want to communicate in this room that when we're talking about following God and living by faith, never want to communicate that these are easy decisions. It's not easy living by faith. We're just filled with so many privileges in the ministry here, but one of the great privileges that I have is looking out Sunday after Sunday and seeing young families just starting out and faithful on Sunday and committed to hearing the word of the Lord and growing in faith and making decisions for next generations by faith. There's nothing easy about that. Those of us that are a little bit beyond young children in our homes, and those of us that have lived by faith, all of us can look back and say, it wasn't easy, because the world, they have an agenda for our kids, and the world will keep us so busy that we can never get around to the spiritual dynamics, and every generation deals with those things. I don't want to ever communicate that this idea of faith, building a marriage on faith, going through the hurts and challenges of life by faith, raising the next generation by faith, building a great work of God by faith. I don't want to ever communicate that that's easy. It isn't easy. And so I look at Mary's experience and I think, how can she bear the disappointments of seeing Joseph wrestling with something that she initiated? And you know, there had to be the gossip among her peers and the disbelief of those clothes. I mean, who's going to believe that story? The only way she could do it is get through by faith. Faith in God's word. Faith in the promises that God gave her. Faith that God knew what he was doing and who he was selecting. And faith in God's work. Living by faith. Not everybody is going to understand it. And it's not easy. But somehow we have to figure out what that means, because the Bible does say without faith, we just can't please God. And those of us that have gathered in this room, that's one thing that we've proven just by showing up this morning. We want to please God. I don't want to throw around the word impossible, because some of the things that we label impossible, it's just takes a little tweaking. But as I was preparing the message this morning, I couldn't help but think that, you know, there's some of us we're going through impossible. It might be a situation. It might be an invitation that God is giving. It may be the unexpected thing in your life that you didn't invite into it. And we've tried to worry our way through it. We've tried that. We've tried to work our way through it. We've tried to wish our way through it. We've tried to wait our way through it. But just like Mary, none of those things are getting us through. And so we look at the story in Luke chapter 1, and we see a teenage gal, what she did. And we see a gal who the only way she could get through her impossible was stay focused on God. I imagine from time to time she had to go back to that encounter that she had with God's messenger, and she had to go through that experience again and relive that experience, and probably day after day. It wasn't a one-time surrender. It probably was a hour-by-hour surrender sometimes, and in saying, God, you know, may it be, you know, your will be done in my life. I can't imagine that just being a one-time thing. I imagine she had to revisit that commitment and that surrender over and over and over again. And the only way I can imagine that she faithed her way through it was holding on to the promises of God. That's the light of faith. Our prayer here is this morning that if you walked into this room without faith, you will walk out considering that option. Being sure of what you hope for, certain of what you cannot see. That's not easy, and a lot of people don't understand that. But that's where the spiritual victory comes from. That's how we please God. So if you walked in this room this morning without faith, I hope you exit the room at least considering it as a life option. You hear this a lot of times. I don't know how people make it through life without God. Have you found yourself saying that? You know, have you found yourself thinking that? You know why? Because we can't see everything. We can't figure every unknown out. It's by faith. And then some of us, I just know, you know, looking at this crowd, I just know some of the strongest people of faith I'm looking at right now. But it's not easy. I trust that if you walked into this encounter with God's Word and the spiritual preparations that you are making this Advent season, if you are a person of strong faith, just know that that's still the best decision in life that you can make. And that God would have you here this morning. Well done. Well done. Good and faith-filled person. Heavenly Father, what a privilege it has been this morning to get into your word, to hear and study the Christmas story from Mary's eyes and from Mary's experience. And Lord, last week we talked about the light of hope, and that light of hope when we can't figure it out and we think it's too late. And then this morning, as we get into the Mary story, and we discover, Lord, that there's situations in all of our lives that we would just label impossible. Only faith will break us out of that paradigm, out of that box. Lord, for that one precious person this morning, or more, we don't know, that is just feeling boxed in with impossible, Lord, may they hear your word today, that when it comes to your ability and your power, nothing is impossible. Lord, we hold on to your promises. We believe that you know us, you see us, you understand. We believe that you can talk into our life and our situation. We believe that you can give us that next step of light. Lord, we believe that you are real. And we want you, more of you in our life. So, Lord, as we attempt to live by faith and wrestle through everything that that means, Lord, may your promises to us be real and may they be rich. Bless your people. Give us a good week this week. In Jesus' name, amen.